ministry has disbursed 210 billion rupiah in the second phase of the government's assistance program for numerous national sports federations. Youth Sport Minister Dito Aryo Tejo stated that this funding aims to enhance the potential achievements of Indonesian athletes competing in the SEA Games in Thailand, scheduled for December 9th until 20th, 2025. President Prabowo Subianto committed to endorsing the expedited deliberation and ratification of the Assets Confiscation Bill to eradicate corruption in Indonesia. Prabowo emphasized that there should be no leniency for corrupt official who refuse to return embezzled funds. The Asset Confiscation Bill is designed to be able to enable the swift confiscation of assets acquired through criminal acts, including corruption, money laundering, and other economic crimes. And that was the news. Listener, you are still here with me, Rain Indonesia, today. And of course, we're listening this beautiful day of Friday, the end, the start of the weekend, and the end of the weekdays, where you can just go around and plan yourself to enjoy your vacation. And make sure to always tune in to us and all on streaming voice.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you watching on demand.
Thank you.
and died. The solid is called Agape. To make kasuami, initially Agape is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. The dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the Agape, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with Agape flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet bread of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of
accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and all AAA stations across Indonesia. AAA.co.id is the answer. AAA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at AAA.co.id, your reliable online news portal. To us in Voice of Indonesia, and don't forget that you can send your critique, suggestion, and also information through our social media and Facebook account, the Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in VOI@voinews.id, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Voice of India.
Just to see you everywhere. Do you hear me with your love? Falling down my pants on the dark. I'll be down on you.
Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity. Beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, and for traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has a building bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely, tarimban. Existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes tarimban instruments just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Oba Olok to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce tarimban. In 2004, Oba developed tarimban, heritage of parents. Oba must preserve it because message from parents in older tarimban arts is not extinct. Oba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. Astaghfirullah, lomba bayar. Astaghfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, lomba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astaghfirullah, lomba bayar. Astaghfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, lomba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah, ayah kolektor.